be here tonight. Amen. Amen. How good that the Lord is to us. I realize that even that we're missing some tonight, even some sick and some hindered, but I'm glad that the Lord's not hindered. He can work when no man can hinder. It's good to see everybody here tonight. Always a privilege to be anywhere around where the Lord is. That's where I want to be. I told him there the other night, I'm not real comfortable at a ball game, and I'm not real comfortable out in the things of the world. You get me around, amen, God's people and His presence, and that's where I feel at home. I thought while the sister was singing, as I sat there, that little woman at the well, and how she asked the Lord, amen, she said, how is it, amen, that thou being a Jew, ask us drink of me, amen, a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealings with us. Aren't you glad, amen, that He come to us? Unworthy and undeserving, but the Lord come to where we was. I didn't go God hunting, but He come to me. I've said it, and no doubt you have too, talk about how that we found the Lord. I didn't find the Lord. The Lord found me. Brought me up out of a horrible pit, as David said. Amen. Set my feet on a solid rock and established my goings. I wouldn't have nothing outside of Him. I would be nothing outside of Him. Everything I have, everything I own, I don't really possess anything tonight. Amen. But everything I can say, God, it was You that done it all. Amen. Amen. But look with us tonight in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, amen, chapter number 64. I appreciate the Lord. Good to be in His house. Amen. Isaiah, amen, chapter number 64, one verse here that we'll read. I was talking to a brother the other night. It seemed like that the Lord brought this to my mind. Amen. But down in verse number 8, amen, of chapter number 64, the Bible says, but now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are, amen, the clay, and Thou our potter. We are the work of Thy hand. That's all that I'll read tonight. Amen. I'm glad that we are in His hand, ain't you? But if you'll look at this, amen, the verse before this, and the old prophet is talking about how man's, amen, see how God, amen, turned His face away from them, all because, amen, of their sin. And I listen, friend, I'm glad that I'm saved, and I'm glad, amen, that I'm born again. But we know God will not bless over sin. Amen, amen. But He goes on to say how He is our Father, and what a Father He is. What a good Father. He done something for me that my natural daddy could have never done. I remember when I got saved, and I went in there to my daddy and I said, Daddy, can you save me? He said, Son, I can't, but I know one who can. I'm glad for that Heavenly Father. Amen. But as we go on, amen, in the verse, He say, talks how we are, amen, the clay, and He is, amen, the potter. If you'll have it tonight, that old children's song, He's still working on me, and He's going to be working on us until we go home to meet Him. It's a, amen, it's an ongoing process. I was reminded in the book of Jeremiah how He went down to the potter's house, and there was the potter, amen, amen, working on the wheel. And the Bible said that the vessel of marred in His hand. Amen. But the potter didn't throw it away. He didn't pitch it off the bank. Oh no. He just kept a working and kept a molding with it. Amen. If you and I had what we deserved tonight, brother, God would have done thrown us away. But I'm glad that His mercy goes far beyond ours. Amen. But listen, amen. If God help us tonight, I want to talk about us in the church and how I believe God can help us and God can mold us into what God wants us to be. Amen. You look at a potter, amen, and they'll get the clay, and before the clay is ever put on the
the wheel. He'll begin to mold it. He'll begin to work it. And what he's trying to do is get every particle in that clay as close together, amen, as he can get it. Amen. Oh, when he begins to mold it and work it and put the pressure on it, there may be some fall off. Amen. You with me? There may be some that ain't a part of the final product. Amen. But that, amen, that's left to be close. Amen. I quote it all the time. But how good and pleasant, amen, it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen. Listen, friend. I realize things come. Amen. Trouble comes and trouble goes. No doubt this church house would be full. Amen. If everybody that had ever come in and said this is where God wants us to be, if they'd have stayed, it'd be full tonight. But when the pressure come and God begin to work and begin to move, amen, you've seen some fall off. Amen. You've seen some kick out. Amen. But thank God. Amen. I believe those, amen, that can stand the test. Amen. To be close near. Amen. With each other. That just ain't a church, Brook. That's the church itself. Amen. Have you ever seen a time, amen, where church people, amen, are going at each other? I mean, at each other's throat. Amen. If you're a believer, amen, don't line up with theirs. They'll throw you out. Amen. But listen, friend. Amen. I can't find anywhere where heaven's going to be roped off. Amen. Ain't that right? If, amen. If you're saved, it's one church. Amen. For us to be near him. Amen. Whether it's here, amen, or down the road. Amen. Love you, brother. Amen. When God works, get close to each other. He's trying to make something out of the clay. Amen. He'll begin to, amen, to mold it and work it, getting it close together. And then there's the wheel. And he'll take water and he'll wet the wheel. The Bible says we're made clean by the washing of the water of the word. If this ain't around, it's a waste of time. Amen. A man can preach about anything to me, and if it's God's sin that comes out of this book, I'll have to holler amen or owe me one. Amen. He'll wet the wheel and he'll take the clay. Amen. He won't just wet the clay. Amen. He won't just wet the wheel. He'll wet the clay and then he'll put them both together. I'm glad, friend. You know when you're out of the will of God and you know when you're in. I'm glad, listen, friend. There's joy in being in the will of God. Amen. Oh, my brother, we've lived to a time. Amen. Well, that water ain't wanted. It's looked down on. That's why it's dry. Oh, there's no water of the word of God. Amen. Anymore. But for God to mold us and make us, this will be present. Amen. Or we'll crumble in the heat tonight. Amen. He'll mold it. Amen. He'll mow. I ain't been here on a Wednesday night. Feels like in a month. It's good to be here. Amen. I thank God for using me and the meetings I preach. But it's good to be here. Amen. And he'll take that clay and he'll put the clay on the wheel. Amen. And it ain't something, amen, that happens like that. He don't start spinning the wheel and automatically there's a vase. It's a work in progress. Amen. Can I tell you what I'm seeing today? Brother, people get saved and they're newborn babes. And the first thing man wants to do, amen, let them teach Sunday school. Amen. Amen. Listen, friend. It's a growing away. God help, it's bad when there ain't enough saints, amen, on the meat in the church, amen, to hold office, amen. I've seen it, and no doubt you have, amen. Not a lot of volunteers, amen, not a lot of people, amen, willing to do anything, amen. God help us, he's making us, and what he wants us to be, if we'll give him free reign, brother, we can come out on the other side, amen, with victory tonight, amen. And once he gets it on the wheel, and the wheel begins to spin, he'll start working it all back in together. And a good potter knows what he's making. He don't start just working and something happen and him say, well, I don't know how I got here. A good potter's got in his mind and in his heart what he's making before he ever lays his hands on it. Amen. I'm glad I've said it many other times. Amen. God knows what we are, but he loves us anyway. And brother, when God called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, amen, he brought us out with a plan. He brought us out because he seen potential. Amen. And you and I, amen, ain't that right? Are we living up to that? Are we living up to the potential, amen, that God's give us to live up to? That's a sobering thought and a sobering question. Or to say, here I am, God, mold me, make me, and what you'd have me be. Amen. He begins to mold it. And amen, and the crazy thing about clay, what I've studied and learned, amen, it's hard to keep it in the center of the wheel. Because as that wheels are turning, the gravitational pull wants to pull it off. You with me? So the potter all the time has to have in his mind not only what he's making, but with both hands, keeping it pushed in the middle. We're living in a day where this is pulling and this is pulling. Alan talked about the brewery up there, and I thought as I drove by, I wonder how many church folks sitting over right now. You know what happened? Hey man, the world got to pulling and a pulling. But aren't you glad for a loving potter that just won't let you fly off the wheel? Hey man, he'll take both hands, amen, and pull and draw and push, amen, to get you back on the wheel. Are y'all hearing me? Brother, I'm glad God don't leave us on our own devices. The devil could quit and I would destroy me. Amen. But greater, thank God, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. When the world's pulling us off the wheel, there's a great big God with both hands on us to draw us and woo us and pull us back. Amen. Oh my. Amen. Molding. And listen, it ain't something that happens every once in a while. The whole time it's on the wheel, he's having to push. That's the weakness of our flesh. That's the weakness of the clay. You know why it wants to fly off the wheel? That's the easiest way to go. Ain't that right? Can I tell you why people have got so liberal, amen, in the church? It's the easiest way to go. It's easy to think you do what you want. That's easy to think, ain't it? Easy on this flesh. Amen. Find that in that Bible. It ain't in there, friend. Amen. You know what's in there? Amen. It's a loving God that give, amen, the best that heaven had to offer. Amen. You and I could be saved. Amen. If ain't a God like that, is worth living for. He's worth serving. Hey, listen, I'm not keeping myself on the wheel tonight. It's God and God alone. Amen. I've said it many of a time. Feels like people either one extreme or the other in our day. They either got so self-righteous. Amen. Amen. Their chest stuck out saying, look what I've done. Or they've got so loose and liberal that they just need to get saved to start with. Amen. It's God and God alone. But listen, friend, we still have a part in this thing. I believe it's our duty to live right. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. It's necessity, amen, to live for the Lord. Amen, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I told my wife the other day, I've said things I regret. I've done things I regret. I've went after things that I regret. I'm talking about, amen, since I've been preaching. Amen, I've even stood and said things that I ought not said. Amen. Oh, but I'm glad he didn't throw me away. I'm glad he didn't leave me where I was. Amen. He kept working me on the wheel. He kept molding me on the wheel. Amen. Thank God. I don't want to make you shout. Thank God that God loves us enough. Amen. Hey. Amen. If it was up to us, I'd have thrown you away and you'd have thrown me away. Oh, but what a God we have. Amen. That when father and mother forsake me, the Lord shall take me up. Thank God. When the world wants to pull you away, here he is. Amen. I'm drawing on you. You don't get out of the will of God overnight. Amen. You don't go to bed in good graces with God and wake up out of his will. You don't get out of his will that like that. He'll be a pulling, he'll be a drawing, he'll be a wooing. But if you got your mind set, I'm gonna fly off the wheel. When you, amen, after a while, there it is. And if you get back on the wheel, it's all because his mercy and his grace. Amen. It's all because he loves you. Oh, God, help us. I ought to be in hell. Amen. I ought to be, amen, screaming out of the walls of the damned. Amen. I know what it's like to fly off the wheel. But thank God, like the prodigal, I come to myself. Amen. And here I come. Amen. Pick me back up. Amen. Kept a molding and kept a working. Oh, what a God we have. Amen. He'll keep a working on the clay. Like Jeremiah said, we have a perfect potter now. He don't make no mistakes. If mistakes come, it's the clay's fault. If mistakes come, it's us. Ain't it amazing every time that we start to grow, every time that we start to get close to the Lord, we can blame the devil. Don't. It's you. There'll always be something rise up to try to get what God's making you to fall right back down. Ain't that how it works? If you don't believe me, start reading your Bible more. Start praying more. Start trying harder. And you know what this clay's going to do? It's going to kick against it. Amen. It's going to kick against it. God help us. Why in the world do you think where the Lord said, amen, to crucify this? Did he say one time? Daily. And take up a cross and follow him. It's a daily walk, friend. Amen. It's more serious than what people let on like it is. Amen. God help us. Amen. To love him and trust him and realize he's making something out of us. The potter molded up. And when it gets where the potter wants it, when it gets to the final product, you know what he does? He puts it in the fire. I said the other night, amen, at revival, Paul tells us there's a day coming when man's works will be tried as by fire. You know what it does when he puts it in the furnace? Amen. It'll either bust or it'll come out perfect. That's a sobering statement for you. As it is appointed, unto man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. Every man, woman, boy, girl is going to stand before God one day. And every flaw that we have in that day, we can't say, God, you've done this to me. When he's done everything he could to keep us as pure and as right and as holy as we can be. Sobering, ain't it? But I'm glad, thank God, that brother, if we can stand the fire, we'll come out on the other side of finished product. No flaws, no impurities. Hey man, I don't help you. Hey man, there's a day coming, friend. Oh, and this thing will be laid off to the side. Hey man, I say thank God. I'm tired of putting up with this. I'm tired of putting up with who I am. Hey man, this mortal will put on immortality. Hey man, what a day to forever. I'll be where the Lord is. And the glorious thing about that day, there'll be no more pressure. There'll be, I love what Paul said. I believe Paul had a little bit of hillbilly in him. He said, amen, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present world aren't worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I know you say, preacher, this world looks dark. Amen. It ought to make that other one look a whole lot better. Preacher, amen, this world is in bad shape. I got news. Just on the other side, there's a perfect one. Amen, no trouble, no harm, no sickness. Amen, no disease. Amen, no devil. Hallelujah. Amen, no devil. Amen, well, he said, there's a day coming. Oh, and the Lord himself shall descend. Amen, with a shout and to comfort one another. Oh, with these words. Amen. It ought not scare us. It ought to be comforting to know there's a better place to go. Amen. God help. How we are but clay. Paul said we have this treasure in earthen vessels. If you're born again and the Lord lives in you, you got something greater than all the gold in Fort Knox, than all the money in the world. You can't put a price tag on salvation. It's free for us, but there's a great price paid for it. The Lamb of God bled and died that you and I could have the freedom that we have. I believe if I'd have been the only one, you can't convince me that if I'd have been the only one, he'd have still come. He'd have still bled. Paul, when you was running around, amen, amen, and an alcoholic, you know what the Lord was thinking about when he marched up Calvary? Paul Honeycutt needs a Savior. Amen. Aaron McKinney needs a way out. Amen. Boyd Hobson needs somebody. Amen. To pull him out of sin. I promise you, when we're on the wheel, brother, we're on his mind. Amen. Amen. Done my best to mind the Lord tonight. I'm glad the Bible says it's not a works, lest any man should boast. It's all about him, through him, and by him. Amen. But it also says, to come ye out from among them. Be a separated people. If you can't tell the difference in the church and the world, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Hey, we ought to be different. We ought to be peculiar. We ought to be strange. Amen. I don't want a form. I just want whatever God wants. Whether we come in and it's quiet, but God's moving, as long as He's here, that's all right. Whether it goes up in a shout and the whirlwind blows through, however God wants to bless, I say God bless. However God wants to word, I say God word. Hey, but if we'll get in this together, hey, brother, God can mold us and make something out of you and I tonight. Anybody else need to pray? Anybody else? Maybe you just need to thank the Lord for keeping you on the wheel. Amen. Maybe you just need to thank the Lord for putting you on the wheel time and time and time again. Amen. Lord, I thank you.